That is in my father, the last home he lived in before he died. Well, that's the kind of house he was in.
Was it?
Well, yeah, we call it a little, we call it a watershed with a top over lattice made cross, you know,
uh-huh.
And protected around here.
Yeah, do you know I ran across that the very first time in this area?
Sure.
And I'm asking everybody about it because I had never heard of it on a house
sure
before.
Sure.
That's
sure.
The kind of thing I'm interested yeah. in finding
now,
out.
Now, generally, that little thing set right between, like the kitchen door from the house of pee,
mm-hmm.
and that set off, that right between the house and the kitchen where that little house where we kept the water.
All right, now was it built separate from the house or was it attached to the house?
No, well, it's built separate from the house.
It was built separate,
separate
from, the
from the house.
Like a little shed or?
Yeah, something like that. Only it wasn't very tall, you know, but it's kind of a little.
Could thick. You walk into
yeah.
it?
No, you'd walk up to it. And that's
up
all.
To it.
Yeah.
It'd be kind
so,
of like.
So like that little harbor, you know, it made something like that, you know.
I see.
Yeah, so
but
like,
it had a roof on it.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Sure it did.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard about it. And what would you usually find in there?
Well, it'd be your water buckets. It'd be in your pan, you know, what you bathe your face and hand. And you're sitting in there. That's about all it would be in there. Just that it wouldn't be no more than, off from that post after that.
Would you have something in there to dry then with, or dry your hands?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. They'd have it hanging on the wall, maybe a towel hanging on the wall like that.
And yeah. soap or anything like that?
Well, that's right. Have a little, what you call a soap box.
A soap box?
Yeah, put your soap in, yeah. Yeah.
I forgot to ask one thing about this. The way the house was, was it heated?
Well, we did nothing but just a fireplace, what you call it, wood. It's a wood, and you have a chimney. Chimney, I reckon you seen chimney.
Yes.
Yeah. Some, in them days, it was dirt chimneys. Back in them days, some of them was dirt chimneys. If you didn't have no brick, well, they didn't worry about no brick. They got down, make a frame, stack up, like you building a little house, and top it with mud all the way up, right? And bring it up to.
Yeah. Well, which room was the fireplace in? The big bedroom?
Yes, that's where the fireplace
is. Okay, would it have been, this is the front porch. Can you see what I'm drawing I'm about to? This is the porch.
Yes.
Would it have been
mm-hmm.
back here or
yes,
over
here? It'd be back here.
It'd be back here.
That's right. That's
all
right.
Right.
That's right.
Did you ever have to build a fire?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I used to build a fire. Yeah.
How do you go about building a fire in a fireplace?
Well, we go out and get some splinters. We call lighter splinters, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pine is made out of pine, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we split them up. Kind of fine, and stick a match to them, and put them down and begin to add more wood to them.
Was there a big piece of wood that you
put? No, first start with little wood, small wood, until you get it fire started, then you get your big wood to begin to put on in there.
I wondered if there was a, you know, sometimes they would have a great big log they'd put in the back of the fireplace.
Well, that would be called
a back log.
That would be called a back log, yeah. That'd be a bigger stick of wood than the rest of it, you know, the biggest you put on the back. And you build a fire right in front of that. And then you add to it, just add to it. So, you get through, you had a good fire. Yeah.
I imagine
you could
so.
Warm, you could be way back and warm.
What did they put the wood on to hold it in fire?
It was what's called dog irons. Yes, yes. On each side, like that, what's it called dog iron. When they didn't have no dog iron, well, it'd get. Old thimbles out of a wagon, old fashioned wagon, old thimbles, what you call a thimble, what the wheel roll on.
Mm-hmm.
They take that, put that on each side there, make fire dogs, we call them out of them old thimbles, come out of the wagon. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they are.
The dog irons, though, would be the bought kind.
Yeah, they'd be the bought kind.
Would you ever call that fire dogs if they were bought?
Well, if you some folks made them.
Either way.
Some folks just take a blacksmith to make them, you know. Just make them. And still we call them dog irons.